backwards again. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear somebody raucously, drunkenly singing behind me, which makes me laugh no end. I think he stopped, actually. So, it's evening ramble number 12. Just started singing and somebody else further down the road, I just heard him turn to the singing guy and go, "Excuse me, are you pissed?" So that's good. Oh, well. there's loads of chicks in there having a birthday. This guy's amazing. It's going to make it very difficult for me to do an evening ramble. Had suggestions, quite a few suggestions actually. We had Richard Hawley, and I'm not much of a fan, so not in a oh, can't stand him sort of way, just another music doesn't really grab me. We had the Holy Roman Empire was neither holy nor Roman discuss, but that sentence pretty much says it quite nicely, so no need to elaborate on that. And then one tweet had myriad suggestions, which was Unrequited Love, never being able to play bar chords. Looking forward to meeting an old friend, and bloody England flag still up. So I'm going to take a wild swing at some of these and see how we get on. Unrequited Love. These guys are stunning. They're quite far away, but behind me. But still. Unrequited Love is, or has been, the bane of my life. It isn't at the moment. But yes, when it hits, it forms 90% of my songwriting output. it's a kicker when it happens, and I always pray that it doesn't happen too often, but it has been a regular feature of my life so far. Not sure what's happening in there. There's noise. Guitars. Yeah. Somebody playing alt J. Bar chords. I hate bar chords. I like playing them on electric guitars. But even then, I tend not to go for full bar chords. What I tend to do is use my fingertips to hold down the top four strings. Not the top four, the bottom four, sorry, from the lower register strings, those four. So my least favourite bar chords are the ones where it's the A shape going up the neck. The E shape bar chords are a lot easier, but my hands tend to cramp up pretty quickly. So there have been songs I've tried to learn that were just impossible, because I get to three quarters of the way through the song, my hand would just cramp up. So to that end, if you're having real difficulty with bar chords, my advice is to invest in a good capo and figure out the chords that way. It's a lot easier, it's a lot more painless, and yeah, and you can get some interesting chords that you wouldn't get with a bar chord. So get a capo, that's my advice. Looking forward to meeting an old friend. Two fronts I can work on that from. For example, yesterday afternoon I met up with my friend Mike, long time friend. I know him from my old Music Zone days. Mike and I used to work in Music Zone in the Pottery Shopping Centre, and a shared silly sense of humour coupled with a love of music. He put me onto a lot of bands and musicians that have gone on to influence how I approach music, which is a fantastic thing. And obviously since Music Zone went into administration, our chances to meet up became fewer. So it's nice to schedule a meet up and sit outside in a beer garden talking nonsense, talking all sorts of things and laughing. Laughing is good. I like laughing. And also, my dear buddy Rupert has just gone to China for a few weeks on holiday, and he comes back on the 1st of July. And so I'm looking forward to him getting back, even though he's only just gone. He's a good friend of mine. One sec. We used to hang around all the time at the Full Moon in Newcastle-under-Lyme. That's where I met him. And he was always there for me when I was having trouble with stuff, when things were getting me down. Usually unrequited love, actually. He was there, you know, to offer an ear and some counsel and all this kind of thing. And then he slowly just sort of disappeared off the radar and hermitised himself, which is something I've done quite recently. He disappeared off the radar, and then quite a while later, I disappeared. Then I crawled back, started playing music again, got my band together, and he turned up to my gig. It was our first headline show, and he turned up, and I hadn't seen him for probably about seven years, and he thought it was three. I pointed out it was more like seven, and he blanched, and now we hang out all the time again now, which is really good. So I can't wait for him to come back and tell me about China. Bloody England flag's still up. Actually, I'm looking up and I've just arrived on my road, and I cannot see one England flag. I'm not sure I've seen one in my whole walk home. So there's a turn up for the books. But, England flags. Bellend indicators, as I like to call them. I'm not a flag waver. I'm very, very not one. Oh, shit. Good night.